You wait till tomorrow. We're going to have plenty of volunteers. Because I didn't know what was going on. So I'm going to find out tomorrow what it is.
Come on, guys.
What you going to play? Done.
I don't know. We're just going to shimmy, shimmy.
Okay.
She'd like to have a few folks to join her right now up here. let's make this last number a real participation event. I think Ms. Goodson wants as many people as will volunteer to get up and join hands in the center of the parking area here. I think she's got everybody that's going to come into the circle, so we're ready to go.
Tell them everybody be here because I'm going to bring some stunts right here next tomorrow.
Everybody, she says everybody to come back tomorrow because it'll be a big time.
It's going to be a big time tomorrow.
Yes,
I didn't know
exactly.
Right now, just for a few minutes, over in the tent over here, if you have any questions that you'd like to ask Mrs. Goodson about her background and the kind of music she used to play and the kind of music she plays now, we'll be over in the right-hand tent, and we'll be willing to talk with anybody that'd like to come on up.
You got our hearts beating. Say, you got our hearts beating.
Come on, I'm
on that. You did a wonderful job. We thank you.
Hello? Hello, hello. Hello? Which one? Is that one?
It's on. It's just great. It's directional. Right?
Any of you who like cake, we're about to have a cakewalk here directly. Before the cakewalk begins, Mr. Tomley, who will be playing for the cakewalk, will entertain us with some fiddle music while we set the cakewalk up. The cakewalk is going to be right out here where we had the dancing. And Mr. Tomley is going to play some of his old tunes for us before he accompanies the cakewalk. This is Mr. Tomley here rosining up his bow. He's from Davisville.
Florida.
Excuse me?
Florida.
Davisville, Florida. He grew up for a while in Alabama, but has moved over here to join us in the good state of Florida. The cakewalk will be a prize-winning thing. Tickets are available at this table. There will be a winner at each of the games, and the proceeds go to the Davisville Historical Society for preservation of the Davisville Elementary School. Now, I think, how do you feel most comfortable standing up?
I can stand up. Well, if I get tired, I can sit down. Can't
okay,
I?
Sure.
Yeah.
Would you rather sit down?
Yeah,
start
I'll sit
with?
Down a little bit.
Okay.
Well, get me on the younger side. Eh?
That's right. Okay.
All right, y'all, look at me. I'm just an old country boy. Old tater-eating country boy. All of you seen me now, haven't you? I'm going to play you an old piece and see if any of you knows it when to get through. If any of you old fiddlers around, you'll know it.
You want to talk into this, you can. You won't have to talk so loud.
I'm going to play a couple of pieces now for the two young men that was talking to me back over here sitting down a while ago. I really enjoyed talking to them and telling them just how I began to learn to play the fiddle. I learned it the hard way. Don't know one note from another one, but if you can whistle one, I'll play it with you. I want to whistle just a little bit of Sally Good. Thank you. Another old piece that Granddaddy White that give me the old fiddle that I got, and I'd ought to tell them how old I am. I'm sure I've been 79 years old, and I've got his old fiddle that his daddy give down. It come down to him, and all of them other boys learned to play on it, and what little I know, I learned to play on it. And that's how old it is. One of the first 12 that was ever made, old Stradivarius. Play a little bit of Going Up Cripple Creek to have a little fun. This is another piece that Granddaddy learned me to play. Old Cotton Eye Joe. Thank you. Church. It's all right. Y'all let you hear a good gospel song.
All right.
Y'all might not know this song, but if you don't, if you're ever down Walnut Hill, come down to Walnut Hill and you'll probably hear me play it. I've got some good help up there. I'm going to play on my wading through deep water, trying to get home. Get ready for me over there. About All of my players are black-eyed shrewd.
Play
Y'all ready for the cakewalk? Go ahead.
It's an interesting thing. We all get a ticket, and while the fiddler fiddles, we march around. At the end, somebody's going to be a lucky winner of a good cake.
I made an announcement. They just got through the big ballet.
Oh.
They had a big crowd, and I made an announcement up here about it.
Maybe they're not interested in
the
cakewalk.
Who knows?
How do you do a cakewalk?
Do a cakewalk? You walk around while the fiddler plays, and when that fiddler gets through, the lucky number gets it. It's a cross between a raffle bingo and Saturday night roulette. There's 32 numbers. We, even at that, we never sell over 25 chances, so you may have to walk the second time. At no extra cost. We walk until we get a winner. Let's see, how many people have tickets? If you hold up your hand, we'll see if we have enough just about to get started. We can get a half a dozen more people, we'll start as a cakewalk over here. Anybody interested in an old-fashioned cakewalk? Oh, great. We have some good stores here. They say they're going to try.
Miss Godwin, tell us
for a good cause.
Where do we stand?
All you can do is just hang. What's happening?
Everybody try to stop on your lucky number. Everybody has a lucky number. The first cake, which one are we going to walk off first? Anybody? The
one on top, a beautiful pound cake. And Mr. Tomley's going to... Paul, go out and see as everybody gets round up. You take care of the inside. I'll swap with you in a minute. Okay. Paul Hunt from Davisville is going to see us. Everybody's on a number. Everybody on a number? Mr. Tomley's going to start fiddling. You've got turkey in the straw. One more. Okay, one more before we get. We're going to walk to turkey in the straw. He's collecting the tickets. As soon as the tickets are collected, we're going to start to walking.
Here's a beautiful home-baked cake. Just does it say what kind it is?